Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I need a nice warm bath. I can't wait to put my toe in the water.
Do you personally serve the continental toe dust?
What? If you're going to be checking in late, make sure the night manager is not a purr.
I got my watch back and I was so paranoid because it just was so, the transaction was strange all the way around. I said, Chan, do you think this is the same watch that I gave them?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm behind when you play it, right?
A little bit,
If I played it, I'd be right on the... I could play it, too.
Yeah, you want to?
You can do whatever you'd like.
Here comes a segue. No finger pointing? I like when you do the finger pointing.
That is hilarious.
That reminds me of when we used to do live shows back in the day.
Old man, forearms, old man, forearms, skinny little. But
no
old
one
man
said they're on TV, they look strong
they
and
do.
Young.
But when you hold them short like that, you look a little like Rachel Ray. Oh, look at that.
Oh,
you got your tickets?
That. Yeah.
The
yeah.
gun show!
Mike, the finger pointing reminds me when we used to do live shows a million years ago, there was always an intermission. And after we came back from the intermission, there was a certain lightness to our mood. And that would be sometimes when you would dance and finger point.
Excellent.
Love it.
By the way, a little weirder energy late in the afternoon. We're taping this show.
Sure.
That may be the plan Tuesday. For the foreseeable future, I have only one explanation for that. That golf ball's not going to hit itself.
That's true. Got to hit the egg, Mike.
Yeah. But then again, I work, too. I'm working right now, technically.
Yes.
This is my job.
Yes.
Okay, Carla, this is my job.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you see, you said you weren't going to get into it.
But then I won't. Let me get into a story that I printed.
You had
out
a thing,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Printed, Oscar. Printed. Yeah. Not digitally.
He likes the tactile of touching
sometimes
the paper.
Sometimes I see something in the middle of the day, and I said, I need to bring this in for my guys because this is
great.
Something they'd be interested in. This would normally find its way into the homepage, but I have to... by the way, sorry to digress like right at the beginning of the show. Listening to John Tesh? really?
Yes.
God, I wish we could cuss every day because I'd like F that guy. I mean, and Carla says, doesn't he do his own research? I said, no, he doesn't do his own research.
Oh, are you still on the station where he does the little cut-ins?
Educate
for
your mind.
Intelligence for your life.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A doctor at a survey said the da-da-da-da-da-da.
That is sweet.
And that's it. And then he plays another song.
Isn't it sweet, though, that Carla still believes in radio magic?
Yeah, that is kind of nice.
Okay, let's move on here.
A heavy pause.
A Hilton hotel manager was arrested and charged Friday for entering a guest room. You won't hear this on Intelligence for Your
Life. No.
But I'll read it like John Tess. All right?
Yes.
For those of you that might be wanting to spend a weekend or a road trip this summer at a hotel, a Hilton hotel manager was arrested and charged Friday. And I say it the Midwestern way.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
When do you get back?
Friday.
He gets back on Tuesday. Tuesday or Monday. I could go Monday, but I'm thinking Wednesday might be D-D-D-D.
It's D-A-Y. Thank you. A Hilton hotel manager was arrested and charged Friday for entering a guest room and sucking on the customer's toes.
Oh, no.
David Neal, 52, was charged with aggravated burglary and assault for entering a male guest's room and sucking on his toes Thursday, March 30th. That's a wild. Was that you? What was that? I heard a squeak or something.
I stifled a laugh because.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Nashville police. Nashville. There we go. Nashville police were dispatched shortly after 5 a.m. to 121 4th Avenue South, where a Hilton Hotel resides. This is right out of the paper.
It is not written for broadcast.
Solid copy.
Okay? Yeah.
To call this copy is an insult to copy.
Oh, isn't a copy for newspaper copy?
You're right.
Print.
Yeah. That's why they have the copy room.
But still, it's
you're
not.
Right.
It's not broadcast copy.
No, it's not. A spokesman for the city's police department stated.
Yes.
Right out of a journalistic class.
Yep.
While investigating a complaint, officers discovered that Neil, working as a night manager, think Adrian Gonzalez.
Yes.
Made a key card and entered a guest room. The guest then woke up to find Neil sucking on his toes.
That's not okay.
Which he immediately confronted. Hey.
Oh, he addressed the situation?
Hey, you. The guest
What's
recognized,
all this then?
The guest recognized Neil because the day before he came into the room with another employee to fix an issue with the television. The spokesman informed.
There's something
it's
up.
It's not even proper English.
No.
Neil claimed that he entered the room because he smelled smoke and was checking on the victim. However, the night manager did not report this issue to security. Furthermore, no other resident reported smelling smoke.
Oh, so he might have been lying.
When officers asked where the room key was, Neil said, "It's in my ass." No, he didn't say that. I'm sorry. When officers asked where the room key was.
Are you throwing it to a record after this, Tesh? I just want to be ready.
Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh.
Yes.
The room key was never recovered.
Oh.
Who had recorded it also.
That's right. Everyone knows Nashville, my birth record.
Nashville Police Central Precinct detectives led the investigation and issued warrants against Neil. He was arrested at his Lebanon, Tennessee residence, and currently he's in jail on a $27,000 bond. So that's my intelligence for your life today. And just goes to show you might want to take a really close look at that night manager if you happen to be checking in after 6 p.m. Remember, don't forget, if you're going to check out late or you're going to check in late, let them know. Wait, I blew it.
Almost
I'm
had
sorry,
it.
I'm going to have to do the whole
Almost.
Thing.
All right. Please.
You can read the whole story again?
No.
Okay, I just
and
need your out
he's being held on $27,000 bond. No, it's got to be tighter than that.
Okay, I didn't know how tight you wanted
it. Better. Than that.
Okay, go ahead.
And he's being held currently on $27,000 bond. Intelligence for your life. This is Mike O'Mara. And a reminder, if you're going to check out late, you might want to check with the night manager and make sure he hasn't sucked anybody's toes. No, just kidding. If you're going to be checking in late, make sure the night manager is not a perv.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hilton. Who says you need computers?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't care. Childersburg, Alabama, Ensenada, Mexico, Hershey, Pennsylvania, Scottsburg, Indiana, St. Regis, Montana, Truman, Minnesota. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and great to have you along on a Tuesday. That's Rick Astley, and the song is Never Gonna Give You Up. Yes, siree. A fantastic hit by the British Carrot Top. Hope you like it. I'm John Tesh. Intelligence for your life. So I thought that was something I'd bring in.
I like
to,
that.
Can we turn off Rick Astley?
Yeah,
thank
I would
you.
Feel violated if that happened to me.
I use the security hinge every time I stay somewhere.
Have you ever seen people defeat it, though? It's so easily defeated.
I've seen that.
Wait a second. I didn't know about that. How do you know that?
I know that because one time, as it was at the golfing, our O'Mara Open, we were staying at a hotel down there. And
that's
coming
the last time you stayed at a hotel, right?
That's the last time, Mike, I urinated. And but the doctor has me on a urine softener. It
right.
should be better.
Urine softener.
When I got back, that hinge had shut, and mm-hmm. I had to pee so bad that I had a guy come up and he had to like jimmy it to get in my room. It's not that tricky.
Was that the hotel where I trashed a room?
You did not.
I remember
trash
there was an apology tour. I don't think you trashed a room, but there was an apology tour.
Oh, I think I threw something.
I don't recall that. I think you were more gruff when it was last call, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
I was bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, that was, I could put them away in those.
You might
days.
Have lost your phone. Somebody lost their phone. I don't remember who lost their phone.
Oh, yeah, I remember a phone being lost. Yes. Yeah.
I know there was some controversy, and Jabari was involved.
I don't remember
that's how
that.
Long ago.
Oh, that's a long time
you
ago.
You might not have been involved in that.
In the
you,
controversy?
You guys might have been long gone.
I imagine we were. We heard about it after the fact.
Yeah, I was.
I know this, Mike. If you lose your phone, make sure you remember where you put it.
Yeah. Studies have shown that a person that loses their phone has high stress levels. It seems that not having the phone close to you can cause you to feel an unusual level of tension. Well, you might want to keep it with you. Thank you. We're no strangers to love. We're doing that, and that'll
the
be the
Duff.
Song, too.
Yeah, that was two. The Big Duff. That's
big
what it
Duff
was,
two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just remember that's the way it was. I was accused today, by the way, of my wife accused me. She said, have you had something to drink? And I said, no, alcohol has not touched my lips today.
Good.
And, I just don't like that when and she does it. Carla, you're not talented enough to decipher that over the phone. All right. I'll give it to you.
Oh, it was a phone call?
Yeah, it was on a phone call. Mm. Have you been drinking? It's when I asked for an extra day of play. And that's when she said, what did she say to me? She said, I worked for a living.
Mike, you said right before we started the program, you were not going to
this
address
is something
us
that,
all right, I'm not going to bring it up.
This is not a win.
Right.
You can't win. There's a no-win situation, you said.
Top of mind. Yeah. Right. It's, you can always win with an Irish fight.
What?
Mike, have you been drinking?
Yeah, Mike, really, have you?
No, I have not.
Just like a couple. That's fine. If you have, it's fine.
I have not.
Oh, okay.
So where were we? Anywho.
You're proclaiming your sobriety.
Well, yeah. I don't like to be
accused. And we talked about jimmying the hinge lock on a hotel room. I've seen it also done with a rubber band.
Okay, well, but my logic is this. If you're going to break in, you're not going to use the key. You're going to break in. If you're going to use the hotel key to get in and that security latch isn't latch, then the probability of someone being able to get in and then sucking on this other man's toes is high. Otherwise,
it
would startle
you. Doesn't it seem out there, that story? Doesn't it seem a little off the pale that you would do that knowing full well that, you know, you're going to get busted?
Mike, in some hotels, they charge extra for that.
Now, stop. Don't you think if you walked in and did that, you would be doing it based on some sort of preconception that the guest might not
or
mind it?
Or you got the wrong room, but with the security latch, at least if they unlock
that
the door,
be.
If they unlock the door, they can't get all the way in.
But just randomly, you know you're going to get busted if it's
Unless,
anybody you don't know.
Maybe when he was checking in, he made like eyes at the guy and he
That's
thought,
what
it would,
I just
yeah.
said.
I'm
Are
saying,
you listening to I'm what
like,
I'm saying?
Every
I
word
just
you're
said
saying.
No, you're doing shtick and not paying attention.
Not paying attention to,
what
attention
I just
to every
said.
Word you just said.
I said, that's what it. That's why I said it's beyond
What's
the pale.
What's the international look for, I'll see you.
Suck your toes. Yeah. No. Like a flirtation that may have resulted in the night manager saying, oh, I can go into this room.
Right.
And
I'm trying to give you the international. What if somebody.
Yeah. So it's like you go, sorry for the late check-in. I'm in room 343.
I'm going to need a tow truck if you catch my meaning.
I'm in room 44 tow. I mean two.
Oh, boy, I need a nice warm bath. I can't wait to put my toe in the water.
Do you personally serve the continental toe thust?
What?
Right.
Like toast. Toast. It's right there.
Damn it. All right, now, you know the man who's going to give me a hard time about this, but I will tell you the truth. He's 9, soon to be 10. I won't be able to do this very long.
Okay.
When I am tasked with waking my son up and my wife, and I pretty much split it 50-50, who wakes Michael up in the morning, I go in there, and if his little dogs are slipped out from under the covers, I give him a little kiss on the foot to wake him up. That's how I wake him up in the morning.
Hmm.
And I think that's, oh, now you're both looking at me with dead eyes, and you can both bite me, okay? You can both bite my
toes?
Irish ass.
Yeah.
Not his that's toes, weird. His feet. I give him a little kiss on his feet because he wakes up, and that's what I used to do when he was a little baby.
Okay. You'll find,
did you not kiss your kids' feet?
I don't think I did. No, I don't think I did.
Oh, my God. They're the cutest things in the world. There's nothing like a little kid's feet. They're gorgeous. They're a little bit. Why do you think people have, you know, prints of their baby's feet?
Well, so you can identify them after an accident?
It's messed up. No. Dark.
Well, it's true, though. That's like a foot. It's like a fingerprint. No, it's fine.
I do that, and so I kiss him. I kiss him on his little foot, and it immediately wakes him up.
Did you ever bronze his baby shoes?
No. What is this, 1928, Rob?
Just curious.
No, we didn't. Bronze baby shoes.
I have mine.
You had yours from when you were a baby.
No, from my senior year of high school.
You're a late bloomer, that's right.
They're used as doorstops.
They are corrective shoes.
In
bronze.
In Condo Bob's house, they're used as doorstops.
No, actually, my parents got them done as a gift for each of my grandmothers.
That's
and since
yeah,
they
well,
passed.
That's what used to be done.
Yeah, it's the old thing, yeah.
I saw bronzed baby shoes. I don't know where the hell they are.
Mm.
Do you still have your bronze baby shoes?
Yeah, they're on my stereo cabinet upstairs.
Porter!
That's sweet.
Oh, should I throw them away? Should I throw them away?
Can't you melt them down?
Not many people have that memento.
Like an Elvis
themselves.
You see?
Maybe a parent has it, but not the, well, not like the baby himself.
I like to celebrate me.
Yeah, no sure. That is for sure. Your favorite person. Person you spend the most time with.
Yes, exactly.
Does Michael... I hate to get into this, but we need to put a stop to this.
Right.
Does he ever recoil when you do that now? Like now that he's gotten a little older?
Like a no. Smithers scream?
No, but there is not the same level of it slowly, and having a son, it's different. It slowly begins to wane. And remember, the first go round in Daddy 1.0 with my daughters. You know, I was the weekender.
Yeah, you weren't there for
that's
all
true.
Of that.
Lots of hugs, yeah. And you know, they're daughters.
Lots of
you
goodbye
hug
kisses.
Them and you kiss them and all that.
Yeah, kiss goodbye. Kisses. Never kiss good morning.
Yeah.
I remember those goodbye kisses.
You know what I do with Robert?
Studies show that divorced fathers of two who say goodbye frequently to their daughters on the weekend suffer from major. Where's the freaking record now.
It. Yeah, that's, usually it's at the end.
Yes.
Go ahead and hit it. I'm talking over the record. No, I don't want to do it now.
You've ruined.
You're
I don't
fussy.
Want to know it. I
okay.
Don't want, no.
Just because yes, you said he does his thought.
I have,
okay. And then he does the record.
Okay. I have one right. More follow-up.
Whatever.
Do you still do the smooch on the lips?
Not really. Not as often, but yeah, occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
You
got to
pick.
That
you
got to
pick your poison.
That is your hang-up. That is your hang-up, dude. That is your hang-up. That is absolutely, and especially in European cultures, that's not an unusual thing. And, you know, I don't want to be the dad that's like, you know, sees his kid coming home from college and gives him a nice handshake. I want to give him a hug.
Yeah, but you
that's
know,
what
hug
I was doing.
Not,
than
a kiss isn't wrong. Maybe on the cheek is a little more appropriate at this
I don't think, I think you are way too uptight about it. And that's why I knew that I started getting a, you know, this same inquisition when I talked about kissing his little dogs, which are still as cute as a button, in my humble opinion.
What if you did like
they're
a
adorable.
European kiss on both cheeks? Like
yeah,
they
oh,
do
smooch,
in a movie.
Although I have to say smooch, this, smooch. Though, when I mentioned that his cute as a button, those cute as a button, if he happens to log like an overnight at a friend's house and somehow socks didn't make the trip with the sneakers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go near those feet in that particular circumstance.
Yeah, he's getting to that age.
Yeah.
He's getting to that age.
You've
where
always
the
preferred
odor
fresh dogs.
Is there? And by the way, he did not inherit my gift of no appreciable foot odor, which you know is true.
This is
which
true.
I have verified with you over the years multiple times.
He could wear
go
a
into
moccasin,
my closet.
A sockless moccasin Mike could wear all day in summertime heat. And remove
give
it.
My hey dudes. I wear them without socks. Get them right now. I'll stick back. And they look like they've been through the mill. They are worn out. I could shove my whole face and go.
All you smell.
No problem at
how
all.
How do you
leather.
Know this?
We've talked about this for years.
I've okay, tested gotcha. It when I used to wear loafers and
got
socks.
It,
yes.
I say I'd
loafers
say
without socks.
Sometimes, but not really as much in you know the DC Eastern corridor.
Yeah.
And I would take the loafer off. I said, these are 4-year-old Cole Haans. 4 years old. Have a sniff.
All they smelled like was leather.
Nothing. Just leather.
Yeah.
Now, I cannot say the same for my new deodorant.
Mm.
And believe me, I'm honest about products. I love Harry's razors.
Yes.
But I am now testing out Harry's that they branched into the world
deodorant?
Of deodorant world, and I love the smell of it. I just don't know if the smell of it can handle me for 24 hours.
Is it an antiperspirant deodorant or just a deodorant?
They all are, and I think this is too. But the problem now testing it, I bought it, and I didn't buy it through the Mike O'Mara Show website.
It's
bought
in the store.
At a drugstore.
I've had it, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it, and I left it in the car, and it was 95, and the thing melted. And so now I've got like a little cow's tongue of deodorant sticking the top. And it's just not
that's the worst when that happens.
Oh, I hate that.
You don't want to throw it away because you spent good money on it.
But you know what I did?
What?
I took the hairdryer to it and I melted it down. And then I took the cap of the top of it and I mashed it.
You formed it.
I molded it.
Yes, you molded it.
You know, 30 years ago, Mike. 30 years ago when I worked at Safeway in Richmond, it was not in the best neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we would have unhomed people come in. And one of the things they would do is grab deodorant off the shelves.
That's sweet for them.
And give themselves a little bit of a little burst and then put it back on the shelf. Because of this, I remember the brand Old Spice used to put a plastic cap over.
They all do.
They all do.
Okay,
all do.
But this
was
the
last time you bought deodorant.
Mike, this was new back then. This was 30 years ago. Right. And so a guy returned an Old Spice. He says, this doesn't smell right. And what had happened is a homeless guy had used it and just used
Are you
the
sure
plastic.
It was, you don't know it was a homeless person.
No, you're right. You're right. Could have been a student. Could have been a student.
Also could have been the guy.
It probably was a stinky VCU cheap student.
But anyway, I remember our front end manager, Keith, took a big smell and had a very bad reaction to it. Because
by
it
the way, we should all be more empathetic with the homeless community.
I agree.
You know? I've looked at the numbers on this show.
This from the control room, Mike.
Yes.
Do you wake up Carla by kissing her toes?
Carla could be, in my humble estimation, and I'm not happy with her today. She's been very cruel to me today.
Yes.
So complimenting her is not something, but I have to tell the truth.
Just tell the truth.
And the truth is, Carla could be a morning man on any radio station because she jumps out of bed.
Out.
Like, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Like, the alarm goes, you know, it's that Alexa alarm. The feet are on the...
She's up.
I linger a little bit. I linger for about 30 seconds, and sometimes I'm up earlier if I'm up in an old man way.
Right.
But most of the time, she's the first one up, for first thing in the
Ready
morning.
Ready to rock.
So I've been doing, I do my inexpensive watchmaker crap that I do in here.
Your little
pretending
workshop.
Pretending it's a side hustle, but it's nothing of the kind, right? I know I'll never make
it. It's a hobby. It's a hobby.
But I polish watches and
change
I fix
batteries,
watches.
Take links out.
I get up this morning, all right? I look at my watch and I'm looking at the watch and it says 4:20 and Carla is rattling around and 4:25. Sorry about that.
Oh, I thought you were getting out. I thought you were going to spark up.
Thank you. She is rattling around, and I come out and I go, what are you doing up? It's 4:20 in the morning, 4:25 in the morning. And she says, hey, Mr. Watchmaker, you mustn't have set your watch the right way. It's 5:25 in the morning.
She started out just digging at you. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what it was. So, I've got one of these days I'll pan the camera over and I'll show you. Over here to the right, you guys remember the garage, is a lovely little setup that I have. And I know it looks like I'm pointing left, but it
doesn't
over
matter.
To the right.
We see it.
And I've got a wheel with some polishing little spools on them. And
I didn't know you were polishing watches.
Yeah. And if you needed a link taken out of your watch, don't take it to a jewelry store. You got your
So
boy
if
right
I want
to
get this polished,
when did you get
send
the
it
wheel?
To you?
When did you get
oh,
the
I'd
wheel?
I polish that. I'd have to look at it. You'd have to show it to me. But like when you were here, I could do that. Is it?
When did you get the wheel? You had no wheel when we were there.
I got the
wheel of cheese.
Probably the week or two. Yeah. A week or two after you guys split.
Wow. So did you set up on the tool chest that's to that side of your?
Brought in a like a plastic picnic table.
This is fascinating.
One of those folding long like deli tables. You know the kind of table you put in your backyard when you're having a party.
Sure.
I've got one of those, and on it I have not only the wheel, but because the wheel filled this studio with dust and griblies that were floating around. I then purchased a box that is an enclosed box with an attached fan
to filter out the wheel
into a vacuum bag.
Yeah.
And I cleaned the
It's like a fume hood. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
I did it.
What is it? Okay, I remember sending this watch out to be polished. And I sent it to a third party. I didn't send it to the manufacturer, which was going to be
too much.
I think it was $500.
Well, in your case, though, you need all mechanical watches and all automatic watches.
Yes.
Which I believe your Breitling is. It's an automatic, right? Self-winding?
Correct.
Am I correct?
Correct.
No battery? You need to have them serviced. You've had your watch 10 years now, 11 years now, maybe longer?
Let's see. My Weapon X, ex-girlfriend.
Right.
She gifted it to me shortly. Or no, I think she cheated on me and then gifted it to me. And then left me. So let me put that math together.
The old 1, 2, 3, Mike.
10
one,
years
two,
at three. Least.
No, it was almost 15 years.
15 years?
Yes, yes.
I don't know what the timetable is, but you're supposed to have them serviced simply because they run on mechanics and oil. There's tiny little bit of oil to keep all the stuff going, you know?
And the oil will eventually wear out or seize
or
what?
I'll show you. Maybe I can do a zoom.
This is great.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just add this for all you.
I don't know if it, because I'm not going to be able to pull it out.
This goes out to all the single men out there.
Yeah.
And
all the single men?
Yeah. All the single men. If you have a girlfriend in your life that barely ever gives you anything, and then she takes a girl's trip to Tampa, out of the blue, and then comes back, and that, let's say a month later, gives you the nicest present you've ever received from her out of just randomly and says, oh, I just, you know, I've been thinking about you and I'm so sweet. She definitely cheated on you.
Oh, she's riding the guilt train.
That's a guilt train to Presentville. And then you receive it. And then you're like, you're going to be like, oh, this is like so sweet. I never expected. I don't even know how you could afford something like this.
Right.
And then just know that 3 months later, you're going to find your heart will be broken and you'll find out why.
Okay.
But keep the watch because it is nice.
Yeah.
There's Mike's widow's peak.
It's not really widow's peak.
Oh, we see. Oh, there we go. Yes,
it is beautiful.
It's great video day.
I wish
Zoom. Yes, you look at that. Oh, that is a beautiful back to a watch. This is amazing.
This is a Seiko. And don't laugh at me, but
we're not laughing. Seiko made by Citizen.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, Seiko's made by Seiko.
Maybe Citizen is made by Seiko.
Citizen Seiko.
Yeah. Citizen Kane.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Look at that.
Wow.
All right. So, Oscar.
Yes.
You're looking now because this is a clear back.
Clear back.
Right. So.
Not to be mistaken.
Clear back.
With a fat back.
All right. You see that thing on the
bottom? Mechanism. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See the mechanism? That's a self-winding.
Mm.
And all those parts in there, that you see the one moving.
Yes.
The movement is making the watch run.
Yeah.
And all those mechanics in there, by the way, the watch geeks right now have boners.
Yeah.
They're loving this.
I'm interested in this.
I wish those watch people would ever call us
back. It looks like there's an AC vent in there.
And what happens is they run off, they need a little lubrication.
Yeah.
The agitation of the watch day to day, that's what winds it, right?
Yeah. Because if I can make it move here, you can see.
So I've never had it serviced. I just had it polished.
Well, you probably need to get it serviced. But you don't actually use it to keep time.
No,
though.
It's just jewelry.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, maybe if I serviced it, it'd keep time.
The thing move.
Well, I think it would keep time if you set it.
What if my engine
seized? See how that thing on the bottom moves?
Yes, we see it.
That's winding the watch.
Got it.
That's what winds the watch. And, you know, that's the
Hello there.
Oh, let's use that shot for a while.
Yeah, there we go.
Very intimate.
Hey, Mike, I'm glad we set up that permanent shot.
Well, there we go. Boom.
There it is.
Boom. Bam.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you're saying that I shouldn't send it to your shop. I should send
what
it to
their shop. What I'm saying is at the age 15, of your watch,
15.
Which is 15 to 20 years,
yes.
You should probably get it properly serviced to maintain its value.
Thank you. I shall.
If you don't care don't plan on having the watch appreciate in value or depreciate or whatever, but you want to hold its value, I could probably do a really cursory little polish on it.
But you're not doing anything mechanical to it. It would simply
I don't
be...
take it apart. Okay. No, I don't. I take the bracelet off, but I don't take the
So do they have like a local dealer where you could take it to have it? Because I would think it would be weird to mail it.
Usually you have professional jewelers.
Well, I had when I went to Breitling, the store.
Yeah.
They're like, you have to
mail. Is that what the sign says?
It does.
Breitling, the store.
No, but they have people, especially with Rolexes, they have people that service those.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And
I went, where do kids get their ears pierced at the mall?
Claire's?
Yeah, I went to Claire's.
That's a piercing beautiful pagoda. Oh, the piercing pagoda is good.
God damn it.
And I you think I'm kidding. This I talked about it on the show.
Pony, how's this shot right
there? Was a jewelry store.
You actually have good zoom, a little too zoomed out, a little bit in.
Thank you.
There we go. Right
one more?
Just a teensy bit and a little.
And I'll go that way.
A little more headroom.
Please. I went to Scottsdale Mall, and there was a Claire's upstairs, and next to the Claire's, there was a like jewelry exchange.
Okay.
That said that they could polish it. They did.
Is it like a place where you take your gold to get rid of?
It was shady.
Yeah.
It was certainly a sus, as the kids would say.
Sus, totally
and,
sus.
And then I got my watch back, and I was so paranoid because it just was so, the transaction was strange all the way around. I said, Chan, do you think this is the same watch that I gave them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, where they, well.
Let me take it in the back.
Yeah, it feels lighter.
Yeah.
That's why I so want to get a watch I right? on here. Because, I mean, it's just fun. But I
can get a local guy if you're comfortable with that. I just
I wanted to talk to the guy you reached out to, that Nico guy. Yeah. That guy from Ireland that is.
Nico's does watches.
That guy that pretended he was his secretary?
No, that's Teddy Balsera. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The other guy, Balsera, whatever the guy. And he never got back. And the Nico guy never got
back. These guys, I don't think they check their email.
Really?
I don't think they do that at all.
I would, but there are a bunch of different people out there that, because it's, I've discovered it.
But there
they're
is,
all over.
There is a very famous watch exchange here in DC. And I know because I walk by it every day when I'm walking to physical therapy.
Where is it?
It's between the tiny jewel box, which is, if you're in DC, you know where that is, and DeSalle's in Connecticut Avenue.
Is there any place in Chinatown in DC that sells watches? Because sometimes you can find some very interesting watches that mm-hmm. might come from the far
like
away.
Fakes?
Well, here's the story about fakes that I know.
Yes.
That the fakes nowadays, especially with certain Rolexes, mm-hmm. are so good that even pros have trouble identifying
I've seen
identifying
the TikTok. It's
them.
In my feed.
Get it?
Well,
TikTok?
Yes.
They have trouble identifying them because
they're so good.
On the surface, the finishing and everything feels so perfect. The weight, that the only way you find out if they're fake is by getting inside of them. And that's where they do the skimpy. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Where they put the crap in there.
Yeah.
Not crap, but you'll pay $1,000, $1,200, $1,400 for a fake Rolex.
The times are gone where they, I mean, when we were going to New York,
those
everywhere.
Were lightweight, made
garbage.
Out of plastic practically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, those were,
and
those
they went
were
tick,
terrible.
Tick, tick.
Wouldn't you be, I would be, so I think if you wear a Rolex, you are around people that wear Rolexes.
Uh huh.
I don't happen to find myself in that world yet, but if I was, and then somebody figured out that my Rolex was a fake, I'd be
Have
mortified.
You valued your Breitling?
No.
You might be able to get into the Rolex world by selling your Breitling. You might be able to go on there and say, I can sell this on a website. And I don't like to give people plugs until we get a watch sponsor.
Yeah, that would be
because
great.
That's what I'd really like
to do. Well, now that you have a little rock quarry and you're polishing, this is next level.
Well, yeah. I'm looking for a side hustle, to be honest with you. I really am.
And so can anybody send you watches and you'll bring them back to life?
No. I can't take that that chance.
Can anyone send you watches if they don't want them back?
Okay, we're going to get right on. And let him seize on it. He'll dump on it. No one can send me watches for any reason.
Okay,
Rob.
I thought perhaps that you would like to experiment with a rebuild.
It's experiment, and I don't want to experiment with
like
anybody
experiment
else.
Gum.
It's not experiment.
Okay.
Experiment. A spear is something you throw.
Mm-hmm.
A pear is something you eat. An experiment is something you do in a laboratory.
Experiment.
Experiment.
Not
very good.
Experiment.
Experiment.
Why is that in my head?
Been,
I wonder why it's in my head.
Experiment.
That way.
It's never been. That's like saying Mike O'Meara. It's not Mike O'Meara.
I don't
Mike
say
O'Meara.
That at all.
Have you ever been to the Experiment Rhino in Las Vegas?
Oh, I've heard of it. I've never been there. Huh? You know, but Spearman's talking gum, about. Yeah. Somebody was talking about an old favorite in the city of Tampa, Florida. You happen to know the name of that one, Oscar?
Yeah,
Santana?
You taught me it. The Mons Venus.
Yes.
There it is. Oh, well, look at that. We've run out of time.
Already?
What a shame we can't talk about that right now.
No, I actually bought a watch at Mons Venus.
No, they don't even let you bring in alcohol, Rob. They wouldn't let you bring in a watch. Anyway, we have to take a break and come back with the homepage. I had a news story, but I got a lot more. And one you're going to really love. Hey, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our very, very good friends at Harry's. Say goodbye to the hassle of making another annoying decision with Harry's razors. In a sea of too many options, Harry's
Every time, Oscar.
Experiment. Excuse me.
Harry's consistently provides high-quality razors that are much better than in-store options and at the best price. Harry's delivers your refill straight to your door and takes care of everything, so you only have to choose once. Join the many people who already love Harry's just like we do. Try their $3 trial set today. This set includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. You can also schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need it, with refills as low as $2, and that's a deal. Plus, with a no-risk trial, if you don't love your shave, it's on them. Get a quality shave without the hassle with Harry's Razors. Save the hassle, set up your delivery, and get the best quality shave with Harry's. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 starter set. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you try Harry's, you're going to be just like me and you're going to love them.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen, and the official coronation of King Charles and Queen Camilla. They had portraits done, ladies and gentlemen. And the portraits of the family were released yesterday, and there were two noticeable absences.
Oh, yes. The Queen's not there, is she?
I bet you can guess who they were. Prince Harry. And Jeffrey Epstein's buddy, Prince Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Who's Charles' brother, not in the official photos. Harry reportedly left the UK right after the ceremony, but it's not clear if he would have been invited to pose for the pics, even if he'd stayed. On a related note, listen to this. This is how much they get scrutinized.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to get out of this situation? A lip reader tried to interpret the conversation Harry had with the guy he sat next to at the coronation. One of the things he supposedly said, according to a lip reader, was, quote, "I'm fed up with the way they treat me." Boy, isn't that great that the lip reader picked up on that, something you can put right in the British tabloid.
Of course.
Anyway.
And that's something you want to tell to a stranger at a coronation, too.
Yeah.
I'm just fed. How you been?
A lot of people thought Lionel Richie sounded terrible at the coronation concert, which I did not have the pleasure of witnessing. So,
yeah, he was. It was okay.
Did you watch it?
I watched some clips of him. He's Lionel Richie. I mean, even when he sounds great, he's still just Lionel Richie.
Down the roll, about
I would see him in concert. It
would have been more special if you don't watch him on American Idol on a regular basis.
That's true. That's true.
Like, he's got such great exposure, and I'm happy that he's as popular as he is. I'm a fan. But it was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to make it back for American Idol. That's all I thought about. Yeah.
You know who would have been really good at the coronation concert?
Hey, I am John Tesh. Just got back from jolly old England. What a coronation it was. First time in roughly 70 years that we've had one of those. Listen, if you'd like to attend your favorite coronation, I suggest you get in touch with John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life, and get bent. We still know basically nothing about the medical complication that has kept Jamie Foxx in the hospital for the past month. Rumors. A supposed source in Jamie's inner circle says that he's stable and his condition is, quote, not a life-threatening situation right now. Of course, the now suggests that it may have been life-threatening at one point, but no. Look, I get that he wants to keep it close to the vest. I get that he has gotten up and walked out of interviews when they've talked about his personal life with Katie Holmes. I get that. But He's a mega star. He's an A-lister of A-listers. You know, people are curious. They care and they want to know. And I think they're, you know, they're not obligated to do anything. He's a, you know, he's a free citizen to do what he wants. But people are dying to know what's going on with, you know, with Jamie Foxx because they're fans. The source says, quotes, doctors are doing more tests and want to be completely sure that he will be okay before allowing him to leave the hospital. He will also be advised to keep his stress level down when he does get discharged. So you've heard the rumors. Some of them have been nervous. There's something going on. You
know? Yeah.
And I won't repeat the rumor.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing because I'm not sure it's just a rumor. Yeah, that he had a breakdown of some kind?
No, that someone tried to unalive him.
That's right. We'd heard this before.
Yeah, somebody actually tried to take him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird.
By sucking his toes.
In a motel. Operated by Hilton.
You okay, Oscar?
A $30 million legal battle between Tiger Woods and his ex-girlfriend has escalated.
Oh, dear. Tiger.
With Erica Herman accusing the golf superstar of beginning their sexual relationship when she was his employee and threatening to fire her if she didn't sign a non-disclosure agreement she now wants voided. I don't know. Herman, in court documents filed late Friday, also accused Woods of having his lawyer break up with her at an airport in October after falsely telling her they were going on a weekend trip. The lawyer then evicted her from Woods' $54 million mansion north of Palm Beach.
You know, air travel is stressful enough. The last thing you need is a lawyer breaking up with you at the airport.
If that is true, if you want to know, gee, I'd really love to painlessly extricate myself from a relationship. If you want to do that, Tiger, and I have no evidence whether you did or you didn't, but if you want to do that, perhaps not sending a lawyer after you've promised somebody a weekend trip and doing it. I don't think
Mike,
that would be.
You got to get him off the property.
Yeah. Oscar, you're it's such true. An ass.
But can you imagine Oscar's that moment in the airport?
Oscar's siding with big money once again, ladies and gentlemen. Mike,
can you imagine the moment at the airport when the lady looks over and says, Joe Coin? What are you doing here?
They want you off the property. Well, they want you off the property now.
This is what's wild. On the back end, the lawsuit for the house, yes. And I'm sorry if you have this and I'm reading ahead, is the law. So Tiger Smart, the home is under a trust. So she's suing the trust for $30 million, as you say.
Yeah, there's nothing more other than that's what she's upset
about. Well, how can you get through a trust? And by the way, she's claiming that there's an oral agreement where that just, you got to get that in writing. You
shut up!
Sorry, Mike.
Let's move on, shall we, please? Now, Ray Liotta's cause of death has been released. Took a while.
Yeah.
Officials in the DR found heart and respiratory system issues caused last year's tragic passing. I think he may have been a pretty heavy smoker, but I'm not sure.
Mm.
According to docs obtained by TMZ, the actor's manner of death was categorized as natural and nonviolent, citing respiratory insufficiency, pulmonary edema, that's fluid in the lungs, and acute heart failure.
He didn't look healthy. He did not look well.
No, I've seen him in recent stuff, and he doesn't. The doc also says he suffered from, is it atherosclerosis?
Sounds right.
Or atherosclerosis.
Atherosclerosis, I believe.
Atherosclerosis, a thickening of the arteries caused by a buildup of plaque in the inner lining, something that often leads to diabetes and other health issues. Do you have that?
I don't. That's one of the few that I don't have on my bucket list yet checked off. I got to get it.
He was 67, and he was filming the movie Dangerous Waters in the Dominican Republic last year. A source close to him told us he died in his sleep. Legendary actor, and sorry, he's gone. Let's lightly move with a little Mother's Day fun, shall we?
Wonder what his toes look like.
As long as he's not in that Hilton Motel, he's going to be A-okay.
Yeah, ace.
Welcome to Homewood Suites. Are you going to be checking in? You might want to come down to our 5 o'clock cocktail buffet. We have pigs in a blanket.
I loved you in Toe Fellas.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, my God. Krispy Kreme.
I love it.
Is celebrating Mother's Day this year with the release of an all-new Minis for Mom donut collection. Starting May 8th, 2023, the new Minis for Mom collection available in a 16-count box that features all new mini glazed donuts, plus a mini version of the brand's iconic original glazed. All that can be yours this Mother's Day if you drop by Krispy Kreme Donuts, you fat cow. We're no strangers to love.
Intelligence for your life.
Yes. Artery clogging for your life. An emergency kit in your car could help you if you get this is John Ted. Now I'm really reading it like an emergency kit in your car could help you if you get stranded somewhere with life-saving stuff like first aid basics, water, non-perishable food, flares, and maybe a nice bottle of wine. Listen further. A 48-year-old woman named Lillian was out for a short drive recently when she made a wrong turn.
Oh, Lillian.
Duh.
Boop.
And her vehicle got stuck in the mud with within a dense bush.
Look out.
Who had recorded it also.
You know my birth records were lost.
She wasn't able to hike out on her own due to health issues. She had atherosclerosis.
Oh, that sucks. Mm. Poor Lillian.
So she stayed with her car. She only had a few snacks and sweets to eat and no water. Maybe if she didn't have sweets all the time, she wouldn't be able to hike out of the bush.
Well, maybe that's why the car sunk in so deep.
She had no water, but she did have a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
She doesn't drink. The wine was a gift she bought for her mom. She ended up being stranded for 5 days, and she survived on the snacks and the one bottle of wine before she was finally rescued. It was getting pretty dire, though, and she thought she wasn't going to make it. Fortunately, she was discovered, hospitalized for dehydration, and has since been released. It's unclear what kind of wine it was. She told the rescuing workers that, "I don't care what kind of wine it was." And now, a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. Authorities in Pennsylvania have filed charges against the owner of Young's Pest Control, 67-year-old Roger Young, after he allegedly admitted to urinating in a customer's living room, which police say was caught on the family's home surveillance camera.
Roger.
Mm.
Police say on April 24th, he was reportedly contracted to spray pesticides inside the residence located at the Haida Village Apartments. According to the affidavit, police say the apartment complex manager told investigators that they use Young's Pest Control for all their pest control jobs. The tenants reportedly viewed their home surveillance camera, which allegedly showed Young urinating on their couch and other belongings.
Roger.
Police say the video then shows Young set down his pesticide container, looked around, and walked towards the couch again, at which time he began urinating on it again.
Wow.
Authorities say the video shows him continuing to urinate on their carpet and other stuff before looking up and spotting the camera. He was questioned about the incident, and he copped to it. He admitted to it. He reportedly told police that he messed up and was having a bad day. The good news?
Yeah.
All the bugs are dead. Win-win. Right?
You can't mess.
And done and
they
done.
They get a new couch, which is fantastic.
A brand new couch.
And the exterminator pays for it.
Roger.
That's intelligence for your life. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Derm Glow Skin.
Yes.
Extra special. I really do. I want to make this extra special. Hold on just a second.
Yes, Dermglow.
God damn it.
It's a new sponsor, Oscar. Wow. They've been with us a long time.
Yeah, they're back, baby.
Brand new.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back.
I used them last Christmas. Oh, yes, love it. Yes. Love it.
Attention, everyone. Attention, everyone. Mother's Day is almost here, and we've got the perfect gift idea for you from Carla. Introducing Carla's Beauty Bundle! Everything you need for the ultimate skincare routine. And the best part, it's on sale for Mother's Day! Get it now for just $60, down from its original price of $70. Or treat mom to a Dermglow Skin Instant e-gift card. Available in just a few clicks. Available with just a few clicks. On your website, Want to get a complimentary virtual skin consultation for mom? Book now.
When?
Now.
Thank you.
At DermGlowSkin.com, they've got a wide selection of mom's favorite skincare products. Sorry. And even some guy faves, too. They ship everywhere. And Afterpay is available. Don't wait. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and do it now. To shop for great Mother's Day deals that she will love. Thank you.
You know, I forgot to put the motto on the copy, the official motto for DermGlow, which is, hey, I work for a living.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. All right, so AI, it's been top of mind for everyone
everywhere.
For quite some time.
Everywhere.
And a little over the top, if you ask me. I mean, I understand everybody's excited about it, but it's been around for a while, and just now everybody's deciding to talk about it.
It hasn't, and it has, Mike. I think it's important to note that our ability as regular consumers to even understand what artificial intelligence was or how it could impact us.
May I offer a quick example of it?
We haven't had access.
Yeah, this is perhaps, I think, one of the best uses for it.
When I golf, I don't care who wins. I just hope everyone has a good time.
So that was when we had you synthesize your voice at this show in New Orleans.
At the live show, yes. Yes,
and had you say things you wouldn't normally say.
That was a good bit.
What I thought was great is that yesterday, or a couple of days ago, we talked about James Earl Jones.
Right.
And how someone reached out to Rob for Mike, and you said that he sounded like a young James Earl Jones.
Right.
And as I guess within our experience here at Podville and what we've done with AI, even for the work we did for the live show in New Orleans, mm-hmm. most people sound younger. Mike right now is playing a voicemail from his phone.
Smash it.
Don't smash your phone.
Don't kick.
And so Mike also had Jim Nance reach out, right?
That was on Monday of this
week. All of the AIs that we've mastered here and off air have been a younger version of people's voices.
Yeah, why is that, do you suppose?
That's the one thing, and I'm sure that there's...
Is it the source material that they're using?
Well, this is what's... hold on. I think Mike had it. Mm-hmm. There we go.
I finally got a chance to listen to
the other side of the phone. There you go.
Me this past April at the Masters, and I thought it was hilarious.
This
you guys
side?
Keep bringing the funny, and I would love to come on the show soon. Take care.
Yeah, we got a good nice clip. We got a nice clip of it, but sounded young.
Do I even belong to be on this show if I can't do that? I'm sorry. It's time.
Okay? No.
Come back.
No, it's fine.
Just give me a second.
Okay.
All right. What?
No.
Yeah. Play it again. You know. What thinks that you qualify to even do a podcast with technology when you can't even work your own phone?
Look, this phone's a piece of...
No, it's not the phone, dumbass. It's you. It's 60, soon to be 4-year-old you. You're stupid. Learn to use your phone if you're going to play it on the show.
All right, I will.
Yeah, I will. Okay, don't yell at me. I will yell at you if I want to.
Thank you. What about you work for a living?
Yeah.
That's the other one.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's real.
That's life. Her. No, it just frustrates me. So AI.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I derailed the whole discussion.
You did not.
It's okay. It's fine. Right. My question to you is this.
Yes.
Now, there are higher level programs. We use them here. I thought we did the best we could with the programs we're using. One more time. A different clip for Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Much younger clip.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm always extra careful with my electronics.
Perfect timing, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah.
Young baritone, and my question to you, Mike, what year do you think that Mike O'Mara was actually on the radio? That type of, that voice of
Mike. Can you play me another
clip,
please?
Absolutely.
Please.
Yeah. How about this?
Turn it up a little bit.
It's so great to see all of you.
That's a little.
You know what, Oscar? We have a great show for you tonight. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live at the House of Blues in New Orleans.
I'd say it's relatively recent.
Right?
Yeah.
So we had a listener.
So do we know when it was?
We had a listener write in And they say that that audio, our source audio was that we pulled for that AI.
Yeah.
Had to be from roughly 8 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Because there's some audio files out there that
they know
when Mike's voice changes into when my voice changes or your voice changes. Mm-hmm. They know, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it speaks to a TV reco. When Oscar gets it right, he gets it right. And this TV reco that he brought to us that's brand new. A show called Silo. It's on Apple, I believe. Is that where it is?
Yes.
And it is, you know, it shows you how people, we can be so easily manipulated.
Yes.
I mean, we can be absolutely, I see nothing to change my mind that we could be a Twilight Zone herd of cattle being sent to pasture and manipulated by an artificial intelligence source that will get us to do whatever they want us to do. And Silo fits right into that. And, you know, I urge you to watch that if you're interested, because it
Apple Plus, don't you think
it kind of taps into AI in a big way?
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing with it's so logical what they're saying about it. And people are upset with you a little bit about the AI we've done on the show.
They just wanted to know the source material, and the source material was correct. We pulled a bunch of tape from years ago from the show that's why your voice sounds younger.
Younger.
So when you say you pulled a bunch of tape,
yes.
When you put it together, didn't you just type in what you wanted me to say?
No. So the way that our system works,
I never asked you during the live show in New Orleans how it was done.
So, you have to feed the software as much source material as you want, so it learns the cadence of your voice.
And we've actually, let me jump in, please, just with something. When we were first messing with it, we put in like maybe a paragraph.
Yeah.
And what it spit back at us was okay. It would like.
So you put in a paragraph, a rando paragraph.
Right. Yeah. Like a spot of you reading a spot nice and clean with clear diction.
But if you're to put in pages and pages,
hours,
AI learns. And that's kind of freaky.
All right. Let me just see if I've got it right. So you put a paragraph in, and then how much did you ultimately feed the computer to generate the
AI version of me? Roughly 10 hours.
Oh, so you put a good chunk of stuff in there, a lot of different words. Did it, as far as you know, manufacture words too? Was it able to do that?
It does manufacture words. So once you've loaded the system and it says, okay, it processes it for some time and it says, okay, I have got, so the machine will prompt you and say, voice print captured. So it's captured your voice.
So it's got everything you need, and then you can type in and make me say whatever you want me to say.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did for the live show.
All right. Now I get it. Now I totally get it. But we have to do it for everybody. We have to do it for Rob first.
Yes.
Then Pony,
correct,
then you.
Correct.
You know, actually, we'll do both you.
And that's the dangerous side of the software.
It can be used to fool people.
But also for entertainment value, there's just a ton of options.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, they've been using it in cinema for, you know, they were ahead of the curve as far as using it for, CGI is very similar to AI.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're talking about here is the ability to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, with all the things I've read about it, that's the thing that I think the scientists are concerned about, because the ability to learn will mean that, in a very, very short period of time, they're going to eclipse everything that man could do.
Of course.
And if you're able to do that and you're an entity, can't you teach yourself that you're Emperor Ming and you can subjugate the human race? I mean, is it a stretch? I don't think so.
It is not a stretch.
Terrifying.
If you watch, last week's 60 Minutes,
mm-hmm.
not this past week's, 2 weeks ago.
Is that the one where they replace Steve Croft with an AI Steve Croft?
I think he says this is probably the last certified, you know, script to a show that we can guarantee was not, no AI was used for.
Yeah, and now throwing a writer's strike out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The writer's strike out in Hollywood. What could possibly go wrong with that, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, a survey says that if you dwell on the fact that artificial intelligence could result in the demise of the entire human race, You're not alone, but you are traveling down a slippery slope. You see, thinking about it too much will result in you becoming lodged in a massive depression, and you could do yourself self-harm. John Tesh saying, get bent.
I think it would be probably pretty easy to replace John Tesh with AI. We could do that in a day and a half, if that.
All right. As a matter of fact, let me do the AI John Tesh that we would create over Rick Astley.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's John Tesh. You know, I love doing this show for you each and every Monday through Friday, but what I enjoy more than that is taking lines of cocaine and sprinkling them across a stripper's buttocks and then sniffing like there's no tomorrow. I'm John Tesh. Get bent. Thank you. We got to take a break. All right. When we come back, how is Carrie ruining the graduation
you'd
for
be surprised,
Rob's
Mike. You would
daughter,
be
Julia.
Surprised. Yes.
We're going to talk about that and all the other wonderful things that you want to hear about right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thanks for spending some time with us. Our time is your time. And always a good time to have a time. Isn't it time? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Electric E-Bikes. Spring into outdoor adventures with Electric E-Bikes. Enjoy the bike you want with amazing and affordable financing options. These fast, fun, and foldable bikes are perfect for quick store trips or longer adventures.
Yeah, baby.
Packed with features like a removable battery, LCD display, and multiple levels of pedal assist, Electric E-Bikes are perfect for anyone. Plus, they help lower gas costs and reduce your carbon footprint. Join Oscar and other happy riders and say goodbye to parking fees. Experience the freedom of riding an electric e-bike this spring. Start your next adventure with Electric E-Bikes Ready, Set, Spring Sale. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and explore the new Expedition Cargo e-bike and all of the other epic models Electric has to offer. That's Lectric. ebikes.com. Okay, there is a major graduation happening. Oscar and I will be doing the show together on Friday, the bonus show, because Rob will be in Richmond, Virginia, going to the Virginia Commonwealth University commencement.
Go Rams! Yes,
go Rams!
Where the cap and gown will be worn by his lovely daughter, Julia, who is graduating with a fine arts degree. From VCU.
Precisely 30 years apart between our graduations at the school, which is kind of wild. And I will say this, she is graduating summa cum laude, and I couldn't be any prouder of her.
Congratulations.
She is very, very, I just don't worry about her because she's always had it so dialed in.
Her way.
Her way.
Yes.
Exactly. She's got two jobs in Richmond lined up that aren't career jobs. One is in the vegan coffee industry, but the other is at a print shop. So she's actually got a job furthering what she does. And so,
I mean, that's the win of wins, right?
Yeah.
If you're getting employment right out of the door in college, that's a great triumph for her.
Yep.
And I wish her the best. I think she's a super smart kid. Mm-hmm. And I think that she is
going to
do
big things.
Oh, yeah,
you got to spend time with her recently. With the last
couple
time you were
of
up
times.
Here. Yeah, so she's
and
great.
And she's a sweetie. And I like her man, the mascot, Chewy the Squirrel. I like him, too. And, you know, I think that...
it's Nutsy, Mike.
Nutsy, of course. That's what I said. So you are turbo into this graduation.
Well, yeah, it's very cool because she wanted to do a party in Richmond the day of her graduation for her friends and college cohorts and all that to come to. And she's got friends in Richmond down there. So I said, that's great. But we didn't want to cut out my family. So the following week, we're going to do something up here
yes,
as well.
We shall be there as
good.
A family.
Love
yes.
it. Love it. But because Carrie is having to help plan this Richmond party as an away game, it has been going on and on and on and on and on and on and on about all the stuff that she's
got
lined up.
I got a question about Richmond.
Okay.
If she's having, my mom didn't come down to my college graduation and plan a party.
Right.
Down in, we went out to dinner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We graduated, then went out to dinner, and then I went and partied with my friends.
Right.
You're having one at your house, right?
Right, and one in Richmond.
Why are you having two?
This is what Carrie and Julia set up. And I thought it was going to be something simple where Carrie
I
said,
don't get it.
We're going to get some pizza.
Yeah.
We'll have drinks and we'll
at your house or down in Richmond?
No, in our house is going to be a different thing. I'm handling the one at our house. It's going to be burgers and
family
stuff.
Get together, and Julia's coming up for that.
Right, right. But this is the day of the graduation.
I'm not familiar with
that. It is non-traditional to have two parties. You have a family party, and then the kids have their own thing.
Yeah, because
the kids party.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like a kids
before,
party.
Before, during, and after in the case of American University.
But this is for her. You know, she's got a lot of friends going on and stuff in Richmond that she wants to hang out with that day.
I know. That's why I'm wondering why your wife is involved in anything down there.
So I told Carrie, I said, here's what. We'll go to the graduation. We'll make sure she's set up. And then we'll get out of there Friday night because she doesn't want us there Friday night.
You mean set up for what?
For her to have people over to her house to hang out and party.
That's setting up a party that she's going to have at her house.
Yeah. And we'll hang out a little bit and then we'll get out of there. Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's done all the time, I'm sure.
But Carrie has been so worked up about food and this and that. And yesterday she says, well, it happened. I said, what? She says, can't get the pizza we want. I said, what pizza did you want that got canceled? She says, you know, the goat cheese pizza with the fig drizzle. And I'm like, Carrie, this is a college party. If you have anything that's even close to warm pizza and warm beer, everyone's going to come and have the time of their life. And
okay.
She's like, I don't know. I could go to Wegmans. Wegmans has chicken tenders. Do you think they like chicken tenders? I said, they like food.
This is her little one moving on with her life.
And, yeah.
This is the last hurrah for her.
I wouldn't call it a full-fledged crisis.
It's crisis. But to the point of, I think it was last weekend when she drove down to help clean up the place to get ready for the party. And she says, are you coming?
That's too much.
I agree. That's why I didn't go. And
last time I checked, when we got together with Julia, it looked to me that she had, from my casual observation, two functioning hands.
That's right. Exactly right.
And she's got, bark up the squirrel, right? He helps set it up.
But
she wants to do it for her child.
I actually said to Carrie last weekend, I said, Carrie, I know you got a lot on your mind right now, but Julia's still graduating, right? We still get to go to the ceremony, right? We still get to watch her walk across and get the piece of paper, right?
And you are in. I thought the O's were difficult. Yeah. You're in for a slog with Spiewak.
Mm.
Are they doing the colleges or are they doing the entire crew?
Julia is blowing off the entire college graduation. The one for all of VCU that's going to be like 10,000 students, where they make people rise and they pronounce them graduated by school. She's just doing the one for the Academy of Arts.
They have two?
Yeah, they have one that's just for the School of the Arts. We're only going to one.
Who's the commencement speaker at the Biggie?
Lauren Green.
Who?
No, not really.
Kim? Who is the commencement speaker?
Ponderosa. Who did he play? Ben Cartwright.
Ben Cartwright is going to be. No, I don't know who the speaker is for either. I plan to be surprised.
Well, at the colleges, if they're breaking it down into every, educational unit, they're not going to have big players.
I believe at our college commencement, the speaker was an executive from General Electric.
We may have had a Secretary of State.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah, I've got your answer.
Okay.
You know this gentleman? You might.
I don't know him. He's a standout on the Rams basketball team.
Huh. Alum. He was.
Oh, he was.
He's graduated.
Okay, what does he do
now?
Yeah.
He graduated with a master's in criminal justice. He's 6'5".
What, is this speaking at her college or at the big commencement?
This is the big commencement. Who's doing the one. The one thing that I am excited about is they got the best venue for the small graduation, which is a classic theater right on campus called The Mosque.
Here we go. He switched sports after college and established himself as a tight end in the NFL.
Okay.
All right. He plays for the Colts.
All right. That's pretty good.
Good for him.
We won't see
What's his name?
Mo Ali
Cox.
Cox. And the last name is a hyphenated name, Alie-Cox. First name Mo, M-O.
Or is
graduates at American University hold a silent protest at commencement. That's so interesting.
At American?
I don't remember that. I really don't. More than a third of the graduating seniors at American University's College of Art and Sciences, staged a silent protest yesterday at their commencement, angered by the choice of George Gilder, a favored economist of the Reagan administration, supply ciders to deliver the main address.
Oh, that sounds gripping.
I think he was one of the creepy guy, Berenson's friends. I think
he
did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting to look back.
What were you looking for? I'm sorry.
I was looking for our commencement speaker in 1981.
Who yours was. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm hoping that Carrie can stop sweating the pizza long enough to enjoy herself for this graduation. We can actually take a moment to celebrate Julia and have a nice day and get out of there and let her do her thing.
Well, that's making her angry if you're talking in the tone you're talking.
He doesn't do that at home.
Well, no,
it's
but
blustering.
I what I keep saying to her is, Carrie, it's going
He's
to be fine.
He's letting it all out here.
Yeah,
which is
this is where
it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
we don't need to really roll out the red carpet. This is not going to be a huge thing. You've seen her house. It's not a big deal.
If Let me just say this about that.
Okay, right? thank you.
We do have to break here.
Yes.
What I would say about going down there and having a party, go down, set it up. Give her a hug, go to the ceremony, get in your car, come back home.
This is what I want.
Anything to do with mom and dad after a set. Mommy, you want mom and dad to see you in the cap and gown and hug you and get a picture and bye-bye. That's it.
I want out.
Now, when the family celebrates your graduation.
Yes. The following week.
Which, by the way, didn't happen in my family. We didn't. Either for my sister or for me.
Not for Kathy?
No. No, that would have been, they would have been icing on the cake. We didn't. We didn't do that. It was just a thing. Yeah. I mean, that's all. It wasn't a...
That
but
explains
it's,
a lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't explain anything.
No, frankly, if your family wanted to, be part of the graduation, celebrate it, go down there and go to it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a, you know, you don't want to put people through that.
No.
I've been to too many of them. I've been to my own daughters, both of them. And they're tedious. They're absolutely tedious.
Our own was, I remember my mine was tedious. I remember it being tedious, and I was there. You know,
I went to Catherine's, or was it Elizabeth? No, this was Elizabeth's. I went to Elizabeth's at Mary Washington University. The seats were all filled in the main area, and so I went into the college center, sat in an easy chair, and watched it on a monitor.
Wow.
Comfy.
That's the way to do it.
Will you do your typical...
My yell?
Yes.
Probably.
Good.
Yeah. Probably
As
will.
As you should.
I don't have many more chances to do it.
Knock it out.
Yeah.
I didn't have a party for either one of my kids, but after they graduated, I went home and got drunk.
Well, that's not in my game plan, Mike.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
No.
That's why things like this...
Yeah.
Gain a little importance, as they should.
Yes.
Perhaps if I wasn't in an alcoholic haze, I might have been more, accommodating to my daughters when they graduated.
I'll save you a piece of goat cheese pizza.
Yeah. My daughters who both graduated. One with a degree in make and the other one with a degree in no money. We'll be right back.
It's a master's degree.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Preserve your cherished memories with ease and safety using Legacy Box this Mother's Day. Give the perfect gift to your mom or grandma and connect with your family's history. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team will professionally digitize everything by hand in the USA. Right here. On the terra firma of the United States of America.
Mike, what's the greatest country in the world?
Here.
Yes.
Get your memories back on a thumb drive or the cloud along with your originals. Spend quality time with loved ones and cherish your memories forever with Legacy Box. Order now at LegacyBox.com. We've all used it. It's like magic, bringing your past into the present and for the future. I'm John Tesh. I'm sorry. Obsessed with him today. For a limited time, go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS for their best Mother's Day sale ever. Buy today to take advantage of 60% off Legacy Box and just send it in when you're ready. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to find it. I swear to God, just a second. I've got it. It's right here. It's called the Flipside Stager.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes.
Rolling,
the flip side.
You know, Oscar never ceases to amaze me with some of the stuff he sends me, because I never know exactly what I'm going to get. And Mike, you may want to tune out for this first tape, but to people of a certain age, including us, this is a big deal. Because Back to the Future was a very important movie to me growing up. I loved it. I loved all three of them. But that first one was a movie that I saw in the theater, I think, three or four times, because I just loved it so much. And a guy on TikTok, his name is The Ruppel. The Ruppel, Mike. The Ruppel brings up something very interesting that sort of puts it into the context of time and a weird coincidence that I can't believe I myself never came up with.
I just figured this out, so now you have to know it too, so we can sit in our misery together. I don't even know what to do with this knowledge. I just saw a TikTok that said if Back to the Future was made today, they'd go back to 1993. Because in the movie, they went from 1985 to 1955. That's 30 years back. That wasn't the part that really messed me up. The part that messed me up would be when Marty McFly goes back to 1955, the first song he hears is Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman signifies they're in 1955. So, got me thinking, what song would signify that they were in 1993? Some of you figured it out before I even got to it. Prepare yourselves for 1993's song.
From Mr. Sandman to Enter Sandman.
Love That's it. Crazy.
Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
Eerie.
Yeah.
Eerie.
And again, like this guy said,
years.
I can't believe I didn't come up with it first. It's an amazing thing. But that is wild when you think about how ancient the 50s seemed when we saw.
Oh, my God. A different generation.
Yeah.
Does 1993 feel the same way for kids our age when we watched Back to the Future?
I don't know. I don't think things have changed. I mean, certain technology things have changed, but I don't think like the overall look of the world has changed that much. Yeah, the aesthetic.
But back then,
this has been the most amazing experience. The most amazing experience of my life.
I agree, Donald.
Anyway, so Sandman, Mike, that's it. Thank you for indulging me. Where are you on Brussels sprouts?
I love them.
I do
funny
too.
Story, rapid fire, super fast story, super, super, super fast. I was from Connecticut.
Yes.
That's where the sub base was, down in the southern part of Connecticut. My father, one of his best friends growing up, was Commander Crabtree, commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a nuclear submarine. We went down to New London, Connecticut to meet with Commander Crabtree and his family while the sub was in dry dock, and we were going to have dinner on the submarine while it was in for repairs in dry dock. They said, Mike, is there anything you don't like? And they were laughing around. I said, the only thing I don't like is Brussels sprouts. The guys brought it out. We were in the officer's mess. They brought out beautiful roast beef, put it on the table. Brought out some French fries or baked potatoes, whatever, and then they lifted up a big silver thing, and there were Brussels sprouts, and everybody in the whole officer's mat went, Mike, drama!
And then the sub sank.
Yeah.
What a 13-year-old boy.
That's sweet.
That's awesome.
Nothing
that's
cooler. Awesome. Probably one of the coolest experiences of my life. Absolutely.
But I did not know this. Brussels sprouts are very popular as an appetizer now. I saw them almost in every restaurant we went to in New Orleans, and this really surprised me. Do you know they have genetically modified Brussels sprouts since the 1990s?
How? Yeah,
they've made them less bitter.
So any kid who grew up in the 80s and 90s can tell you that Brussels sprouts were incredibly bitter when we were kids. But in the 1990s, a Dutch scientist, he identified the chemical in Brussels sprouts that makes them bitter. So in the 90s, the chemical that was producing that bitter flavor was bred out, crossbred with higher producing varieties, meaning we got more Brussels sprouts that weren't bitter. So by the time the 2010s rolled around, there were lots of Brussels sprouts and they didn't taste bitter anymore. And suddenly they're incredibly palatable and thus really good on restaurant menus. Genetic modification isn't a dirty word. It's how we make tasty vegetables today.
They have genetically modified Brussels sprouts.
Cool. They have.
That's one of my favorite new sounds.
I love it too. Yeah.
Gross.
But you know, it's kind of wild. I hadn't thought about it, but it makes sense.
Wild.
Wild. Wild. Mike, I want to tell you, it's wild.
It's wild.
No, I'm not sure this is going to promote ways for me. I think that the Jonas Brothers, as far as pop singers go, they miss it by this much.
Okay.
I just don't think they've ever put out a record that I said, I got to have that record or anything. Well, they're promoting a new album. And what do you do to promote it? Now you can get the Jonas Brothers to be your voice on Waze.
Hey guys, it's Joe.
It's Nick.
And Kevin here. Come behind the scenes as we become the next voice of Waze.
Our new album is inspired by 70s singer-songwriters, disco, and funk. Speed trap reported to him.
Exit right is what I would tell you if you had to exit right. What should you do?
Tour the world with us when you activate the Jonas Brothers experience on Waze.
The first thing
Shut
I do with
up!
First thing I do with Waze is I mute all talking.
You know, Rob, when I put together my new new soundboard,
yeah.
You know, could you start that Jonas Brothers?
Jonas
thing
Brothers.
Again?
Hey guys, okay. It's Joe.
It's Nick
and Kevin here. Come behind the scenes as you become the next.
Excuse me. All right, never mind. Okay.
Thank you very
Took
much.
Took them all there out with one shot.
Over here, boys. Thank you.
There. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the new version of SWAT on television, which I love the old show SWAT, love the theme song. Did you know that it has been on for 7 seasons?
Wow.
Which is, and also CBS canceled it.
Oh.
Or as I guess the kids would say today, unrenewed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they got such a letter campaign. They brought back SWAT for a 7th season to give it a proper ending.
It took a lot of letter writing, Rob, but they finally got it back on the air.
But who even knew? I mean, I guess it just goes
who knew?
It just goes to show. I guess I don't watch enough network TV anymore.
It's paced. It's all it is paced.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very, very true. And let's close with this, Mike. Not that. There's a girl, young girl. I'd say she's probably about 5. She's had a bad day at school.
Okay.
And the mom is taking a video of her. She gets into her car seat and her head is down and she looks like she's just had the worst day.
Oh, and, poor thing.
And they ask the girl, what's up?
I done so much at school that I just need to take a second.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
What did you do at school?
I do too much at school.
What do you do?
I go to lunch. It's a lot for me.
She had to go to lunch. It's a lot.
She had to
for
go
her.
To lunch. That's a tough day for a kid.
It
know?
Is. It really is.
I mean,
it's a
lunch
lot for me.
Recess. You know, these things take time, and they just chew up a day. And sometimes, where's the Calgon moment for the 5-year-old? All right, give me a break.
Just
hey, we
got to
get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And thank you for all your support. Spread the word about the Mike O'Mara Show on Apple and all the other platforms we're on. And check a look at all our content. We're everywhere. You can't miss us. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Brussels sprouts.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
You're unstoppable.